In this bulletin, Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party suffers a slump in the latest news poll. The government accuses Labor of having a $6 billion hole in its cancer treatment funding policy, and an amazing career comeback in golf for Tiger Woods. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The latest news poll shows support for Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party has crashed, boosting Labor's lead but also giving the coalition its equal best primary vote since just after the last election. The poll in the Australian newspaper puts the major parties neck and neck on a primary vote of 39% each. Preferences from the Greens mean Labor maintains a two-party preferred lead of 52% to 48%, which is a 2.4% swing against the coalition. Those figures could represent a potential loss of 10 seats for the coalition. Labor has rejected the coalition's claim that its promise to improve Medicare coverage of cancer services is missing $6 billion in funding. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Labor hasn't offered enough to cover the fees of many cancer specialists based on the charges recommended by the Australian Medical Association.
If you simply take what the out-of-pocket is between the AMA's recommended price and what the Medicare rebate is, it's over $6 billion over the next 4 years. Now, this is the demonstration of why you can't trust Labor, because they can't manage money.
But Treasurer Chris Bowen has told the ABC the claim is so wrong it's scary. Labor has pledged to spend $2.3 billion on its cancer plan if it wins the election, which includes making a new fully bulk-billed Medicare item available for cancer treatments. Julian Assange's lawyer wants assurances the WikiLeaks co-founder won't be extradited to the United States if the case against him in Sweden is reopened. Assange was arrested on Thursday inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he took refuge 7 years ago to avoid extradition to Sweden on allegations of sexual assault. The case was dropped in 2017, but a Swedish lawyer representing the alleged rape victim says she'll push to have prosecutors reopen the case. Assange is facing an extradition request from the US on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer. Jennifer Robinson has told Sky News Assange's legal team's concern has always been about protecting him from being extradited to the US.
If Sweden makes an extradition request, there will be a question for the Home Secretary about which case will take precedence, and we will certainly be asking for the same assurances that we asked before, which is that he wouldn't be sent to the United States after dealing with it. That is the same assurance we were seeking in 2010.
Early poll results are suggesting Finland may have elected its first leftist prime minister, Social Democrat Antti Rinne, in 2 decades. The results are pointing towards the nation's Social Democrats winning the parliamentary election by a slight margin with 18.9% of the votes. In golf, Tiger Woods has captured his 15th major championship and 5th Masters title with a one-shot victory at Augusta. It's Woods' first major win in 11 years and the first since a 2009 sex scandal that threatened to derail the career of a player who was then considered on track to become the greatest male golfer of all time. Starting the final round 2 shots behind the lead, Woods came back to triumph and moved to within 3 major wins of Jack Nicklaus's all-time record of 18 victories. He told CBS Sports it's the hardest major victory of his career.
To have my kids there, it's come full circle. You know, my dad was here in 97, and now I'm the dad with 2 kids there.
How do you rank this one, Tiger, of all the tremendous and great accomplishments?
It would be up there. It's one of the hardest I think I've ever had to win, just because of what has transpired the last couple of years of trying to come back and play.
David Warner and Steve Smith will return to Australian representation from their 12-month bans at the Cricket World Cup. The pair have been selected in the Australian squad after their bans for ball tampering concluded. Aaron Finch will captain the squad, while Sean Marsh and Usman Khawaja have been retained as batsmen, with Peter Hanscom dropped. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth is expecting some showers today, 22 degrees. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, similar and 23 degrees. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 2 and 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, a shower or 2 and 24. Brisbane, possible shower, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.